Death, do you realise what you've done?
It's all right. I didn't get it on me. It went down the sink.
Yes, and into the sewer.
Not all. Some of it splashed upon these rats and rabbits and...
Don't tell me. Mice.
Oh, no. Oh, God, this wasn't supposed to happen.
It seems we caused the very thing we came here to prevent.
But what about the terrorists?
There are no terrorists. There never were.
You don't understand.
A paradox. The inevitable consequence of surfing the interspatial time zone. This is the event which will be reported on the news.
But what does it mean?
It means that we are the terrorists, Horatio. And now we've poisoned planet Earth.
We present Time Hops, a serial in five parts by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox. Episode 4, Long Time, No See.
Mouse Scientist EK6, engaging diary mode. Dear Diary, I have taken a giant leap backwards for rodent kind. Just as we thought, there was another species on this Earth a million years ago. They're called humans, and I have met some. Steph 17, her brother Max, now dead, his friend Baz, and a young man from an earlier century, Horatio Nelson. Here in the late 20th century, the Earth has not yet been reduced to a stinking ball of toxic waste. My mission is to track down the source of the pollution and, if possible, put a stop to it. Unfortunately, Rabbit Warrior RV-101 has followed me in an attempt to put a stop to me. We have located the pollution at its source, but someone dropped it down the sink.
No need to rub it in.
You know, I always had a spiritual side. I've always thought there must be a creator, some divine power who set all things in motion. I never thought it turned out to be a 15-year-old butterfingers by the name of Steph.
Calm down, Eek. It was a simple mishap, nothing more.
The worst in history.
Oh, shut up. So what anyway? What do I care about saving the planet? Saving the planet won't bring Max back, will it?
And fighting among ourselves will solve nothing.
You're right. I'm sorry I shouted, Steph.
It's all right. I'm sorry I poisoned the planet.
How can we escape from this place? The Metal Man still awaits us beyond that door.
I've been thinking about that robot. I may be able to disarm him if I can somehow reach his circuitry.
No, too dangerous, Eek. His weapons look formidable.
With respect, Horatio, from the perspective of your century, that robot is a miracle of science. But to someone from mine, he's an alarm clock with legs.
Even so, he's out there and we're trapped in here.
I never said it would be easy.
We'll escape!
What makes you so sure?
We're the terrorists on the news, right?
Yes.
Well, the news report said we escaped, so we'll escape.
But how?
What do you suggest? We just walk out the door and see what happens?
Why not?
Impossible. Suppose the news report was false. Suppose the terrorists were killed. Do you believe everything you hear?
Or risk it?
No, we can't let you do it, Steph.
Why not? It should be me. After all, I'm the number one terrorist, aren't I?
Eek, don't let her. There must be a better way.
Horatio, get away from the door, please. Well?
What was that?
It came from outside.
Maybe the Dalek tried to walk upstairs.
Why don't you two have a look?
Okay.
Hello, Steph.
Norton, what happened to you?
Watch out!
This area is off limits.
It's all right. He's out of action.
Come on, Eek, it's safe.
Norton?
I came to look for you. This machine wouldn't let me past. I reasoned with him, but he found my arguments a little too sophisticated for his programming. So I ran him over.
So that's how you got all these dents?
Not exactly, Steph.
You came just in time. How did you know we were in trouble?
You were in more trouble than you realized, EK6. The rabbit found me.
RV-101? Here?
No, not anymore. He wanted to deliver a message. Improvised bodywork was so I would remember.
He attacked you.
I'll be all right. Nothing that a good panel beating can't cure.
So what's the message?
Meet him at this date, 13th of June, 1944, at midnight, outside where Steph's flats are going to be built.
Why does that date sound familiar?
That's all.
No. He said, be there, or the kid gets it.
The kid? But Max...
Not Max. He means Baz.
Oh, so that's his game. He's trying to flush us out.
But surely Baz is on the rabbit's side. Why should we rescue that young ruffian?
He's trying to pick us off one by one. But he's slipped up this time if he thinks we'll be loyal to Baz, eh, Steph?
I suppose so. Norton, can you manage a time hop?
I don't know. Some of my higher logic functions have been damaged by the rabbit's attack. I may have to use the lumpfish trouser school bucket.
Eh?
You mean you may have to use auxiliary power?
That's what I said, isn't it?
Look, do what you can. We've got to leave here soon.
Steph, what did you have in mind?
Here. Help me get this robot's head off. I want to take out all the wiring.
What for?
Just trust me. I want those panels off his arms and legs too.
I don't understand. What are you doing?
I'm doing what I should have done ages ago. Well, don't just stand there. Help me.
Are you absolutely sure about this, Steph?
No. But until we've got Max back, we can't worry about rescuing Baz.
Max died, Steph. I was there. I saw it all.
Did you? I thought you said that when you turned round, he'd gone.
Yes, but...
Well, then. It's not the same thing, is it? How do I look?
You look like a robot.
The disguise works well, Steph.
Good. Then my other self won't recognise me.
Maybe not. But if you see her, even catch a glimpse of her...
I know. It's forbidden. If you see yourself in another time, you become a raving loony. Well, I can always get a job hosting game shows on daytime telly.
Be serious, Steph.
Yeah, you're right. Shane Richie's cornered the market.
I still don't like it.
Look, Ink. All I know is Max is still alive inside this library. In about 5 minutes, old Buckteeth will arrive and send his atoms to the Crab Nebula. I've got one chance to get in there and change the course of history. And I'm going to take it.
Well, all right. Horatio!
What?
I told you, keep away from that window. Didn't you hear what we've been saying? You might see yourself in there.
Let me try to understand this, Eek. Though I am clearly standing here with you now, another version of myself is in there at this moment.
Yes, and one of me and one each of Steph and Matt.
What are they doing?
You should know, you were there.
If I remember rightly, they were looking for some answers. Oh, give me a hand with this helmet.
Hello there!
Hello.
I say, Miss Watkins, what a splendid effort, if that is you under there.
Yes, it is.
You've gone to a lot of trouble for the storytelling session. And you, young lady, who are you supposed to be? Thomasina Tittlemouse? Well, come on in. You're early, mind. The toddler session doesn't start for an hour.
Here I go.
Good luck, Steph.
Hurry, you've got 3 minutes.
Excuse me.
Yes. Can I help you, young man?
Have you got anything on Nelson?
Yes, dear. Mandela, Rockefeller, or Eddie?
Come again?
Which Nelson?
This one, of course.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Oh, why, how charming. And what are you supposed to be, then? A jolly jack tar? I think you'll find the theme for our story time today is the future. Isn't that right, Miss Watkins?
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Oh, very good. I'm frightened.
What does all this mean, Max?
No, you don't understand. I'm talking about Horatio Nelson, Admiral Nelson.
Come on, Steph.
What can she be doing?
I don't know. If only we could look in, but it's too risky.
How much time does she have left?
No time at all, Horatio. No time at all.
Steph, you won't believe this. Max. What? Nelson's disappeared.
No, he hasn't. I can see him in the children's section looking for Wally.
I'm not that Nelson. The statue in Trafalgar Square.
What are you talking about?
Someone else now. The librarian told me.
She's winding you up. Go and look in the history section under N.
Will you look for me? I can't reach.
No, I've been up doing everything for you. Don't be such a baby.
I never got my glass of water. And loan me a new pair of trainers. What? Who's that?
Come here, quick.
What do you want?
Don't be frightened by the robot suit, Max.
Who are you?
It's a bit hard to explain.
Listen, weirdo. My sister's over there, and if you don't go away, I'll tell her you're bothering me. She's dead tough. She always gets the top scores on Street Fighter 3.
Nice of you to say so.
Huh?
Look, Max, I'm going to take this mask off. Whatever you do, don't scream, all right? Don't scream.
Where are they?
Something must have gone wrong.
Oh, no!
That noise! The exterminator!
Curse that rabbit. Bang on time for once.
Look, here they come.
Max, wait. I can explain. You're not my sister at all.
It is me, Max, honest.
Max, be quiet.
Eek! What's going on? Horatio! But you two...
In there, yes.
And now we're out here. But we're... I'm all confused.
You're not alone, believe me.
We're in another time now, Max. We hopped here.
Oh, Max, she's crying. Why is she crying?
Because she's pleased to see you.
That is definitely not my sister.
We came back to rescue you.
From what?
From the bath.
Look out! Off the roof, caving in.
And my other self is underneath it.
Let's get out of here.
Why 1944?
Why not? This is as good a time as any for an exchange of hostages. Nice starry night.
It's thick fog.
If it wasn't for the fog.
Mike should be with us.
You've changed your tune. I thought you hated that time cycle.
It has its uses.
Yeah, and one of them's escaping. But we're trying to win Steph's confidence, remember? Besides, we can see Arlie from here.
Why midnight? Why the 13th of June?
Questions. This is our home turf, mine and Steph's. I chose this time because it's so much quieter than 1994.
What are those sirens for?
A flood warning. Close to the river, you see. You're always flooding. See the sandbags everywhere.
You are up to something, ape. What is it?
Name's Baz. And I told you, all I want's revenge. Once I've delivered Steph and the mouse, I'm going to take the other bike and go back to my own time. That's the deal. Agreed?
Agreed. However... there is one fatal flaw in your plan.
What's that?
The human, Steph. Suppose she will not trade you for the mouse. You realize that if they don't appear, I will kill you.
They'll appear. Don't worry. I know Stephanie. I know how she thinks. She likes me, deep down. She'll be here. You'll see.
But you hate him.
Yes, so?
So what are we doing here? This fog is giving me asthma.
I fear the exterminator will give you even worse should he find us here, Eek.
Thanks, Horatio. Thanks for reminding me.
What choice have we got? We can't just let Baz be killed, can we?
Why not?
Max!
Well, you're always telling me what a bully he is.
It doesn't mean I want him executed for it. Baz is one of us.
Yeah, but what about when we was in the burning building? He didn't rescue us then, did he? And what about in the library? He teamed up with the rabbit and pulverized my atoms. That would have really hurt.
You don't understand, Max. There's a principle at stake. Steph is acting from a sense of personal honor. She's doing what she believes to be right.
Oh, so you two still an item then?
Oh, what'd you do that for, Steph? You have been back from the dead 10 minutes and I'm fed up with you already.
Where are we anyway?
All at sea in this fog.
This is our street. Hasn't changed a bit. Tell a lie, the paintwork's had a clean-up.
I don't remember those houses.
I can't see, but I think that's where we live. That's the Churchill estate, or it will be. They don't build it until 1960-something.
Someone's coming!
Oh, Eek, hide behind us.
Evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Filthy night. You could ladder your stockings on this fog, it's so thick.
Yeah, I know.
Here, you're just a bunch of kids. What are you doing out so late? Did you get lost?
No, we live over there.
You sure? I don't recognise you.
Well, we don't exactly live there yet, but we're expecting to.
Oh, when do you move in?
About 50 years.
Don't you cheat me, young man. You'll feel the back of my hand. Who's that at the back there?
No one.
Yes, there is. There's someone there, in the fur coat. What's she hiding for?
She's shy.
Oh?
Yes, her countenance is somewhat unusual.
That's right. She's horrible to look at.
Yeah, all hairy, really sick-making.
Oh, repulsive. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, it's you, Doris. Thought I heard voices.
Hello, Bill.
You shouldn't be outside on a night like this.
I wouldn't be, but for these kids.
Whose are they?
Dunno, but they ain't mine. One's enough for me.
You young'uns better get yourself off home. Looks like they're going to drop some fourpenny ones tonight.
Sorry?
Doodlebugs, young lady. Doodlebugs.
Doodle what?
Apparently, if you can hear the engines, then you're all right. It's when the engine stops, that's when you got to worry. What'll Jerry think of next, eh?
He's bonkers.
Mustn't grumble, though, eh?
No. Keep your pecker up.
Like Mr. Churchill said, we'll fight them in our breeches.
That's the spirit.
Come on. I'll walk you to my shelter, Doris.
What? I only live over there.
I know, but it's warmer in my shelter.
You cheeky devil.
Must get a bit lonely with your little girl away. Thought you might need the company.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bill. But you said yourself, the doodle bugs.
Just a quick stroll round the block before you turn in.
All right, then. But only if we can have a patriotic sing-song on the way.
Lovely.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
It's all right, Eek. They've gone.
There are times when I wonder if my mission to save the human race isn't just a bit misguided.
I think the fog is lifting.
Really?
Look, the outline of the buildings is clearly visible.
You're right. They were covered up before. I can see from the library right across to the...
To the what? Are you okay?
To the...
Steph?
Oh, Rick. I think the word you're looking for, Steph, is Bunny.
EK6.
RV-101. Baz!
So glad you could accept my little invitation. I have the boy. Surrender yourself and he will live.
He'll have to do better than that. Hey, Steph,
he's bluffing, isn't he?
Maybe, but that will be a first for RV-101, Max.
What should we do? We should have planned for this.
How can we? But it's obvious what we've got to do. There's only one thing to do.
What? Run back to Norton, time hop out of here, and get on with saving the planet.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Just like the old days, eh, Steph? You, me, Max and Horatio, the old team.
You have just 1 minute.
Oh, we can't leave Baz here. Horatio, you can't stand by and watch the bunny kill Baz. You hate violence.
And yet, it seems that violence will be done whatever we decide. Baz betrayed us, but Eek is on a mission for the good of all humanity.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want Eek to die, but...
Then save her. And in doing so, we may in turn save all creation.
Is it just me, then? Am I the only person sticking up for Baz?
Well, it looks like it, but I don't think it'd make much difference. The bunny's trigger finger's getting itchy.
What are they doing?
I was wondering that, too. Look, I know you have to make the act look realistic, Harvey, but go easy with that gun barrel, will you?
What do you mean, realistic?
Well, you know, the whole hostage thing. You know, me getting blown away if Eek doesn't come across.
I was not aware that any play acting would be involved. In precisely 30 seconds, if the mouse does not surrender, I will take the greatest pleasure in killing you. Is that realistic enough?
You'll get what's coming to you, don't worry. Come on, Steph. Come on.
Come on, Steph. The men must be up by now.
It's too late, Steph. You may as well admit it. Baz cannot be saved.
No, wait. I'll tell you what we'll do. I know. What about if we could...
It's all right, Steph. You can relax. I know what to do now.
What do you mean, Eek?
I mean I'm going over there.
What? No!
Steph was right. If anyone should die, it should be me.
I didn't say that, Eek.
You didn't have to. It was obvious from the start. I've caused one death already.
But I feel much better now.
I was afraid, that's all. RV-101, don't shoot him.
Eek, I...
Don't say anything. I told you it was a suicide mission. I just wish we could have saved the planet too.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye, Steph. Horatio. Max. Have a good journey home.
I can't bear to watch, nor can I.
What happens now? You're going to take yon ruffian home, Steph?
Yeah. I'll take him home. And once I have, I'll never, ever speak to him again.
Oi, what's going on?
Bill, who's that man over there in Mrs. Trump's doorway?
Oh, my God, we've been invaded.
So that's what they look like. You hear stories, but I never dreamt.
Yes, Doris. It's an 8-foot, long-eared, fluffy-tailed Nazi.
At last I have her. Right out in the middle of the street. Defenseless.
That means I can go now, doesn't it?
Of course. You have done well, Deputy. You are free. Free to join the mouse out there where I can get a good clean shot at both of you. Now move! What is that? Can you hear that?
That's the cavalry. I thought they'd never get here.
What?
Nothing, nothing. Just my little joke. See? Nothing at all to worry about.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you know you said I'd make a good policeman.
What of it?
I think you'll make an excellent rabbit stew. Eek, get down!
What the...
Oh,
Did we get him?
I don't know. I can't see for the dust. Steph, you and Baz were in on this together.
No, I didn't know anything about it.
That's because you don't take an interest in blue packs. I do. As well as tagging them, I read them.
The blue plate thing on the wall of the tower block.
Maxie boy, you're not dead after all.
June 13th, 1944. I knew I'd heard that date somewhere before.
The first doodlebug to land on London.
I didn't know you'd studied the war, Baz.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you all about it. Well, just the bombs.
We misjudged you, Baz.
I know. Don't mention it. So, Steph, any chance of that kiss now?
Steph! Eek!
Who's that?
Horatio Nelson.
The Horatio Nelson.
You're kidding.
No, the famous one. Except he isn't anymore. Since meeting us, he's sort of had a career change.
The rabbit's still alive.
No.
He can't be.
He's still unconscious and he thinks he'll have a headache when he wakes up. But that could be soon.
Max, Norton has a length of rope in his luggage compartment.
Gotcha.
I can't believe this. How did Bug survive a blast like that? He must be tougher than I thought.
Not so. The projectile missed him.
Eh?
So where did it hit?
About three doors away.
Help! Over here! Help!
Doris? Oh, you're right.
It's my house. My house has been...
Are you okay?
I am, but there's somebody underneath the rubble. Bill's trying to dig him out.
There, son. Stiff up a lift. We'll have those bricks off you in no time.
Who is he?
I don't know. I swear there was no one in the house.
Help me with this action of the wall. One, two, three.
Oh, my giddy arm.
Do you see what I see?
Harley?
Ignition. Odd.
Forget it, Harley.
What happened? Am I...
Scrap. Yes.
Break it to me gently, why don't you?
Sorry.
EK6, is that you? Hey, no hard feelings, huh? We'll always have Paris.
Say what you've got to say, Harley.
I just want to ask you something.
What?
Did you pick Norton over me because of my color? I know turquoise isn't popular with everyone.
It wasn't that.
What then? He has more luggage space, but I have more chrome.
It was my design. The metal ring that holds a can of Coke. You weren't fitted with one.
Yeah, that'd do it. You know, I could have been a somebody. One of the good guys. I didn't want to turn to crime. I couldn't stop myself. I just never had the brakes. Hey, get it? That's a joke.
Kesma Arley.
He's gone. Good riddance.
Excuse us. I'd better take Doris back to my place.
Talking motorbikes. They've got talking motorbikes.
Come on. Let's go and have a nice cup of tea.
Wait, Bill. I just want to look at the old place for a minute. If I hadn't stopped to talk to those kids on the way home, I'd have been under that rubble too. My little Maud would have been an orphan now.
Maud? Did you say Maud?
Her little girl, she's...
In Kent?
That's right, evacuated. How did you know?
Oh, just a lucky guess.
We'll say goodnight then. Doris?
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
I found the rope.
Good, come on then. Help me tie the rabbit up.
Better be quick.
Right.
What do we do now?
I've run out of ideas. Well, I haven't. I think it's time we took to the streets. Back home in 1994. We've got to warn everyone about the dangers of that serum.
You seem confident. What's going to convince them?
You are, Eek. Believe me, when the British public get a load of you and that rabbit, they're going to go absolutely wild. Come on, it's time to stop running and start marching.
Traffic news now, and watch out for tailbacks on the A40 and the Edgware Road and lane closures on the M25. Another no-go area is the Crawley Flyover, which has today officially been renamed the Barely Crawlover. Further east, and Hackbridge is to be avoided this morning. Bit of a parade there with students dressed as mice and rabbits, so it's obviously rag week. Moving on, the M11 has its fair share of roadworks.
Sport! And there was a record turnout today for the London Marathon.
with 30,000 people running in this ever-popular event, some of them braving the warm weather in elaborate costumes like this clown, all these large furry animals.
The House of Commons was invaded this afternoon by a giant mouse who chanted slogans as she led an 8-foot rabbit in chains to the speaker's box. The protesters, believed to be members of the stark-staring loony bonkers rabbit alliance, were encouraged to make their views felt through the ballot box and ushered from the building by armed police.
Leave our jeans alone! Leave our jeans alone! Leave our jeans alone!
Oh, what's the point?
Face it, Steph, nobody wants to know.
I can't believe it. Just look at them, just filing past, going to work as normal. Don't they understand what's happening to the planet? Don't they care?
We must redouble our efforts, split into teams. Steph and I could go with Eek while Baz...
Yeah, thanks, lover boy. But if you ask me, I think it's all a total waste of time.
It's not that bad. Like you spend me 20p.
I'm afraid I agree with Baz. We're getting nowhere.
But we can't jack it in now. Not after everything we've been through. I think we should. Mum's going to be wondering what's happened to us, Steph. No, she won't. We've come back the same day we left. As far as she knows, I'm down the library and you're out scribbling graffiti on blue plaques.
What do you think we should do, RV? good point.
Pardon me?
Ah, yes, mate. Buckhouse is down that way. Big Ben and Sinker's column is down there.
No, I'm not looking for directions.
Oh.
I've been looking for you. My name is Taylor. I'm with the BBC.
Really?
That's one hell of a big bunny you've got there. A real whopper. Is he for real?
Why don't you take the gag off and ask him?
Careful, he bites.
Fascinating. Have you guys made a deal with anyone?
A deal?
Have you signed a contract?
No, we can't get anyone to listen to us.
Well, don't worry. From here on, I'll take care of everything.
What do you have in mind, Mr. Taylor?
Simple. I'm going to give you kids a platform. A chance to tell your story. And this time, everyone will listen.
In episode 4 of Time Hops, EK6 was played by Sarah Crowe, RV101 by David Harewood, Steph by Nicholas Stapleton, Baz by Paul Reynolds, and Horatio by Joshua Taub. Max was Dax O'Callaghan, Harley, Bradley Lavelle, and Norton, Ian Masters. Bill was played by Oliver Senton, Doris by Natasha Pine, and Taylor by Neville Jason. Time Hops was written by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox, with original music composed by Richard Attree of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The director was Sally Evans.